Today, technology specialist Alan Hope on the need for Barbados to become more familiar with blockchain technology.
The Financial Services Commission was established in 2011 to regulate securities, credit unions, insurance sector, companies offering financial services, and to monitor and tackle money laundering. That's quite a tall order, given that government or quasi-government funded institutions tend to be both short-staffed and short on funding.
He notes that earlier this month, the Barbados Senate debated an amendment to the Financial Services Commission.
Among the objectives of the bill to enable charges and provide for more expertise. Not surprising, because the Financial Action Task Force and other powerful non-government bodies are behind government to get their regulatory compliance in order, or face sanctions such as grey and blacklisting. There is more, of course, to the amended bill, given the wide sweep of responsibilities the FSC has. During the Senate debate, a couple of senators raised the question of consumer protection and regulation, including of cryptocurrencies. University of West Indies lecturer and government brass tax moderator Dr. Christina Hines and Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight mentioned cryptocurrencies in the context of regulation and consumer protection. Dr. Munro-Knight acknowledged she needed further education on cryptocurrencies, while Dr. Hines raised general concerns of consumer protection. Barbadians have still not forgotten the collapse of Clayco on January 30, 2009, then the largest insurance conglomerate in Trinidad and Tobago and the Caribbean, which led to millions of dollars in losses to consumers across the region. Poor corporate or regulatory compliance and governance was blamed at a time when the regulator, the Financial Services Commission, was not in existence. Barbados does not have a regulatory policy, and all the legislation and rules required to support regulation of blockchain and cryptocurrencies. It does have anti-money laundering guidelines in place administered by the Financial Intelligence Unit and presumably the Financial Services Commission. Blockchain technology on which cryptocurrencies function was designed to empower the individual citizen and offer cheaper, faster, more secure, more privacy, and opportunities to create generational wealth. Regulation of cryptocurrencies and protection raises questions on what may be regulated and what might not be regulated, hence the need for our senators to get up to speed in understanding the technology and its implications. The regulator has no control over regulating how people spend their money, and many consumers see the regulatory role as one of facilitating innovation and providing informed education. Yes, a regulator may find the resources to regulate a registered firm and monitor its finances and activities. The regulator has little control over regulating trading and investing by a citizen on foreign cryptocurrency platforms such as Binance or KuCoin, since it has no authority to prevent a citizen from throwing hard-earned money into a slot machine or horses at the garrison Savannah. The outcomes of loss of earnings from legitimate trading and investing or gambling is as impossible to regulate as is the likelihood of successfully trading and investing in cryptocurrencies. In the case of the latter, some of the money repatriated will end up as welcome value-added taxes for the Treasury. At Blockchain Business, where we research and consult on these matters, it is recognized that regulation needs to be understood through education of senators and all influencers, and is not a one-cap-fits-all matter.
Technology specialist Hallam Hope on Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.